In a moment, the scars from Rwanda's genocide 20 years after the killing began. But first, there's a quieter trend dividing neighbor from neighbor that is sweeping Africa. More than 30 nations worldwide have declared that homosexuality is a crime. Most of those nations are in Africa. This weekend, I was part of a panel about the expansion of anti-gay laws in Uganda and Nigeria, part of the annual Women in the World Summit, hosted in New York City by Tina Brown. In Nigeria, persons found in a same-sex union can be thrown in jail for 14 years under a new law passed this year. Well, just a few weeks ago, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni passed an anti-homosexuality act, allowing those convicted of homosexuality to be imprisoned for life. In the 2013 documentary God Loves Uganda, filmmaker Roger Ross Williams tells the story of how American evangelicals have fanned the flames of intolerance in Africa.
The government is the government, and they have a responsibility to do what they want to do. Right now, the law says no homosexuality in this nation. God, it's an abomination to God. And I will stand in agreement that they should not open the doors, because God doesn't want it. He wants it stopped.
Two women on stage at the summit this weekend felt personally targeted by these new laws in Uganda and Nigeria. Adejoke Tubiele is a Nigerian-American artist and filmmaker who has come out publicly in defiance of the law, while Ugandan activist Claire Biarugaba was outed by Christian vigilantes in her country, where she now fears for her life. Both describe the difference being out as a gay person in America versus being out in their own countries.
Being out in Uganda means you face 7 years to life imprisonment simply because you've declared that you're lesbian, gay, or bisexual, transgender, or intersex. I've at a personal level received so many death threats. I've had so many issues with the family. All our work is basically in danger because we are reviewed and accused of promotion of homosexuality. So it is very difficult back home at the moment.
Explore that promotion of homosexuality idea, because the law doesn't simply say that the way you go about your life is illegal. It says that to be you is essentially to be a member of a group that's trying to undermine your own homeland, right?
Yes. My lifestyle is very legal. My work is very legal. The idea is that the government thinks we are after promoting homosexuality. What that means to them is that we're going to schools promoting homosexuality. Through our work, we're raising awareness, very important awareness about the issue of homosexuality.
If we were in Uganda, you would be arrested now for doing exactly what you're doing.
I would be arrested and sentenced to 7 years in jail.
Ade, the experience is similar for you. What's it like to be out in Uganda versus what's it like to be out in a place like New York or London?
Here, you're free to walk about, interact with people, work in organizations. In my case, I'm an artist. But in Nigeria, it's a very different story. Since the signing of the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act, which is really a mask law that is very, very harsh and anti-gay, as it loops in many other things such as no hand-holding and no meetings of gays. You know, there's a lot of fear. Even worse so, Nigeria is a place where people take the law into their own hands. So there's always this idea of, you know, if you're out in public being attacked by mob violence, which we have seen happen already. And then on a very personal scale, not being able to just be free. There's fear of being homeless and not being able to get a job, apart from just the fear of death.
So faced with all of that, What possessed you to come out on CNN in front of the entire world?
Yes, I had the opportunity to say no, but I also felt I was in a position of responsibility. It seemed to me that if I didn't take the opportunity, then what was I living for or even working for? And that, you know, here's an opportunity to help other lesbians in Nigeria become more visible or have their issues become more visible. So I took the opportunity.
Voices there of Claire Biarugaba with the Civil Society Coalition on Human Rights and Constitutional Law, and Adejoke Tubiele, a Nigerian-American artist and filmmaker with the Solidarity Alliance for Human Rights.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.